Paul, we know you gave Nelson Ogier the speech. Who is he playing with, and what are you hoping to see from him?
He's going to play with a bunch of people. We're going to try to get a feel on that real early where he's comfortable. He does a few things quite well. Skates well, big man, sees the ice defensively, picks up his quick reads, and that's all we're looking for early in the game. Simple, fast, and with a smile on your face.
How does a guy like that kind of calm the nerves early? Obviously, it's natural to have them.
Well, that's the speech, isn't to calm the nerves, right? It's to take it all in for me. You only get one of these. The speech goes something like, you can win 10 Stanley Cups and 10 Norris Trophies, but you're only ever getting one game, and there's a whole family and a whole extended family that sacrificed as much as you did to get here. So take a deep breath, take in the national anthems, enjoy the heck out of it. If you score three, you're not getting a 10-year, $20 million deal per year. And if you're minus one after your first shift, we're not pulling you off the bench. So just relax and play your game. Enjoy the hell out of it.
What made this a good start for Michael Hutchinson?
Going in with some confidence. He'd been out for a while, so you're looking for a spot that he can feel good about his game going in. He had a big third period, huge save at the end of the game. So he's got some confidence. And after 16 games for Michael, you'd like the rest to be more than one practice, so he gets a little bit of a breather on the bench.
What can you tell us about the guys who are not? I know it's obviously an optional, but...
Nothing going on with anyone other than... Paul Postma's probably not healing quickly. We'll have to make a decision here in the next two or three days what we're going to do with that. We will bring Truba and Myers on the trip, but they're for skating. I don't expect either of them. Toby will be back a start. He still has to get to non-contact before he's just lightly moving around the ice, so there's nothing there really.
Just to confirm, Sherrod is out then?
Correct. Upper body, yeah, day to day.
Most about them?
They put four or five really high-end players on the ice. There's some really good talent there, and then I think of that next core group of guys that they have, there's some pretty good grind in their game. They'll compete real hard on the puck. More of a physical game, usually. Really kind of unusual. Lots of good hits in our games when we play against them, even though we don't see, and then it breaks open into a track meet at times, up and down the ice with an awful lot of speed. So ready for the physicality, making sure that we don't give their A players too much room.
Paul, this is not so much related to today's game, but just wanted to get your thoughts on the play at home this year. If you look around the league, I think I did yesterday, I think you guys and the Rangers are the only two teams that actually have a better record on the road than at home. Any thoughts on whether your team plays a different style at home and maybe why that might be versus the road?
We play a simpler game on the road. There's, and that's a direction that we would try to go to in our 5-on-5 game. You know, especially we have a tendency to overpass a little bit at home, overplay the puck, and I also think we have more mood swings at home. Right, you feel it. You want to play well at home. If it's not going early, there's a little more tension that creeps into your game. A little more patient on the road. If you get behind it, you keep it simple.
And maybe you've answered that then, but is that a product of just having such a young team that maybe those mood swings, as you call them, they're a little more erratic on home ice with the crowd and whatnot?
It's a theory. I mean, I'm not sure it relates completely to that. We were heavily on the road early on, where I didn't think that we had much in our legs at all with that schedule, and we were beat up, but we managed to grind a 500 record out of that November. So there is some, but in those games, we are, you know, you've got some young skilled guys playing real important minutes, and they were kind of high scoring games, but we kind of hung in them a little bit longer, I think.
From your experience, Paul, how hard is it to get players up for these last 10 games?
You know what, in some ways it's more of a challenge, believe it or not, with younger players, not your veteran guys. They'll drive hard. They can bring a little. Nobody likes being in games when you're this far out. Veteran guys, and I think you saw a bit toward the end last year, they'll drive pretty hard. But keeping the focus for younger players whose bodies still aren't very happy with them at this point, they're playing way more games than they had. It's faster, it's stronger, the grind's kicked in. It gets mentally tougher for them to stay in the fight.
we always praise players for being clutch coming through when the games matter the most. So isn't it almost natural then that when the games don't matter the most, there's going to be a letdown? Or?
Real good test in that you never get to play hard when you want to, right? You've got to develop that ability to grind every night, play as hard as you can every night. And I've liked that in our game. I think I've seen an awful lot of it, an awful lot of compete. Sometimes getting, we got five guys on our blue line. I'm not excited about that tonight, but you're pretty sure that Nelson's coming to this game and it's his biggest game of the year. So you've got some guys coming in that have some meat on the bone here, that there's something they want to get accomplished. That's the kind of other side of maybe the young guys that have been here all year that are grinding a little bit. There's some enthusiasm going out there with new players coming in and trying to make something happen for their careers.
Paul, you've spoken so highly about Josh's play all season, but especially with the injuries that you guys have right now, how important has the versatility maybe of his game been to you guys, being able to...
Right, we're still learning about it. You know, we didn't spend 3 weeks deciding whether Josh could go over to the right. We just lost all our right defensemen, so he had to, went out there and looked like he'd played it his whole career. It's his first year. That's the story of his first year. I don't know that I've ever seen a player, and now I'm making a mistake, and I know when I fire out that hyperbole, this is going to come back to bite me in the ass. That young, be this consistent in his game. I mean, from the start, this guy, you know, he did. He got better. He got stronger. His reads have changed a little bit. So there's been definitely improvement. But we're 25, 30 games into the season, and we're not talking really he's not on the video anymore. Wasn't on it very much to start, but we're not saying, hey, we got to show him those seven clips, because he picks up all those things from watching main five-on-five video. The technical parts of his game, where he positions his body, you only have to show him once or twice, and it just goes into his game. And he went over to his offside and looked like that's where he plays. There wasn't anything on the video to say, well, you can tell he's struggling here on his offside. We've got to get him to position himself differently. He just did it. This guy is... this fantastic year, and even though he's been consistent all year, he's improved all year. He's a better player now than he was 2 months ago, which is true of the start of the year.
So, say that over these last 2 months, what is the improvement that you've seen the most with respect to him?
Stronger, faster. So the reads that he made early on were the right reads. Now they're still the same reads, but they're a half second quicker. The gap is closed a little quicker. The number of pucks that he takes from players, you know, without crushing them. He also will throw hits. He'll time those hits well. But his stick and his body position, he's just getting faster in his game, which is also the reason why you see him up the ice a little bit more. Right? He's jumping into the hole a little bit quicker. He's getting involved in the rush. Wasn't a bomb from the point, but it was absolutely the right point, right shot from the point. Took it off, found the corner, took some weight off it and got it there.